Thanks for joining us on the Good Stuff program, Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And we encourage you to send items to us to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, H as in Hill, and Burge, B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com. So send those to us. We'll take a look at those, and hopefully one of the days coming up on a future program, we'll have some more of your good stuff. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, in fact, nationwide. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication of the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And you want to talk about a great store with fabulous antiques and great dealers with quality products and lots of fun decorating items, too? Oh, my gosh. I think you're talking about Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. Or if that doesn't work, you can make an appointment. Just call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. Spearfish, South Dakota is the home of Yesterday's Antiques. Make sure you check them out.
The other day, we talked about some Southern phrases that maybe you hear in other parts of the country, but they maybe originated from the South. Aren't you precious and reckon were a couple of those. Kim, have you ever heard of a hissy fit?
Absolutely.
Do you know what one is?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen hissy fits occur.
Okay. Well, hissy fit apparently is a Southern term. This phrase might be more on the universal side, but you hear it more in the South, I guess. If you've ever seen a young kid throw a temper tantrum after they've been denied that piece of candy, then you know how wild he or she can get. That would be a prime example of a hissy fit. It's a handy phrase, and as we said, it spread beyond the diction of the Southern folks. Folks on the West, East, and everywhere in between use that as well. And you've heard the term pretty as a peach?
Oh.
Haven't heard that one?
I don't know. I've heard pretty as a peach.
Sometimes a woman might look dashing to the eye and you wish to compliment her. Sure, a simple you look nice or how beautiful can suffice. But in the South, there's a different phrase. Southerners will tell her that she looks pretty as a peach. It's not to be taken in the literal sense. It's just a short and sweet way of saying a girl looks nice. Ladies, next time you frequent the South, don't be alarmed if someone comes up and go, well, you're as pretty as a peach. So, Kim, what do you have to share?
Okay, so I do not know who the author of this is, but it's a great story. And starts off with, am I the only person who hasn't heard of cooler corn? Have you heard of cooler corn?
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me more, but the phrase sounds familiar.
Okay, well, as an obsessive food nerd, you'd expect that I would have had least heard of it. But over the weekend, I was blindsided by the simple genius of this method of cooking loads of corn on the cob. So this is the short story version. We like corn on the cob. And with 8 adults at the table, that means cooking a couple of dozen ears. We would have used the lobster pot to cook them all, but the lobster pot was busy steaming lobster. Then my sister, a capable Maine cook with years of camping experience, said, let's do cooler corn. Before I can ask, what is cooler corn? The Coleman cooler appears from the garage, is wiped clean, then filled with the shucked ears. Next, 2 kettles full of boiling water are poured over the corn and the top closed. Then, nothing.
Nothing. You just wait. It cooks it.
Yeah. When we sat down to dinner 30 minutes later and opened it, the corn was perfectly cooked. My mind was blown, and I'm told that the corn will remain at that perfect level of doneness for a couple of hours. Turns out cooler corn is pretty well known among the outdoorsy set. I found a handful of mentions on various camping websites. But for those of us who avoid tents as much as possible, it's perfect for large barbecues and way less of a mess than grilling. In fact, I may even buy another cooler just so I'm ready for next summer. Now that I'm in the know on cooler corn.
So now they probably make a special device that's a special cooler for making corn in.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Instead of duplicating what you've already used it for. But
steady pulling out the Coleman.
A couple of things to think about, some truths to ponder as we close out the program at this point. Einstein was wiser than he was intelligent, and he was a genius.
Whoa, that's heavy.
When you're sick of your own life, that's a good time to pick up a book. And wishing things were different is a great way to torture yourself. Folks, send those items to Kim H. Burge, that's B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.